Strawberry, strawberry, strawberry alarm clock. Strawberry, it's definitely all new.
FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Welcome to Friday. Dublin's FM 104, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and on the phone is a legend. He is one of the members of Take That, and he also has his own solo career. His name is Mark Owen. Hello, Mark Owen.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm very good. Are you well?
I'm very good indeed. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Yeah, well, it all goes downhill from here.
Before we get into... Before we get into the interview, Mark, Jim and myself, we've just been practicing our Gary and Mark conversation. Would you like to hear it?
Go on.
Hello, I'm Mark Owen.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Gary.
Do you know how many calories are in a tamara bar?
I've never even heard of a tamara bar.
Are we going on tour again?
No, I'm doing my own solo show in Dublin, so call me in a couple of years.
Okay, see you, Mark.
Is that pretty much how it
goes? I love it.
Is that how
it goes? I love it. I've not heard one of those bars either. What bars?
What's a Mara bar?
He's always, I made it up, I couldn't think of it. He's always tweeting about the cheating ways to enjoy chocolate bars.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Gary, he has to watch his weight.
So, Mark, you're coming to the Olympia in Dublin.
Yes.
You're bringing the Mark Owen show.
The Mark Owen show.
Might I say, Mark, what good value the tickets are.
Very well there. We're bringing the Mark Owen show.
Well, it is. It's the show with Mark Owen in it.
It is, yeah. It's the Mark Owen show.
Yeah.
When Gary was doing this, his solo stuff, he had...
Gary was doing the Gary Barlow show.
Yeah, the Gary Barlow show. He had people like... James Corden and stuff.
Oh, that was just the TV one he did.
I know, but when you're in the UK and you have all these people at your disposal...
Can we not talk to Mark Owen without mentioning bloody Gary Barlow? It's Gary Barlow this, Gary Barlow that.
They're all connected.
They're not. Did Gary Barlow have anything to do with this show you're performing?
Probably somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, I told you. I don't think you should do it that way.
Nod.
Let us know where you're nodding, everybody. Come on, 53104. Maybe you've never texted for this bit before. Maybe you're the kind of person who's just too busy. You're walking down the street or you're in your kitchen stirring your tea and you're like, I don't text. I never win anything. No point in me winning. Let us know if you're new.
Could be your day today.
Let us know if you've never texted. Let us know if you're old school. You've been listening for years.
Noggin.
But first and most importantly of all, let us know that you are through and through a strawberry.
FM 104.
Nod your noggin.
It's Friday. Hey everybody, it's Friday.
FM 104.
It's a great day.
I watch Graham Norton on a Friday.
I watch Graham then, yeah.
Yeah,
I watch Graham. Or Chatty Man, or one of those.
Yeah.
Right. One of the gay lads talking to fellas and drinking.
The gay lads are the best at the chat.
Oh, they love a chat, don't they?
Yeah, well done.
That's why the boys like them. Do you know why? Because they listen as well. Stupid. Anyway. Saturday! Sports.
I'm guessing some sports.
Boards. You thought the football was over. Well, it's not. The Champions League final is on Saturday. Coverage starts at 7 on RTE2 and UTV. Kickoff is at 7:45.
That'll be very good.
It'll be worth watching just to see the Germans picking up the cup in Wembley.
Yeah.
That'll sicken the Brits.
And they're very good, both
teams. Go on, the Fritz!
Yeah, they're very good.
Who are you up for?
I don't know, I think maybe Dortmund.
Dortmund are kind of the underdogs, aren't they?
Yeah.
Though the Bayern Munich wear blue.
So?
No, it's kind of more Dublin then, you know.
Oh, I get you, yeah, sorry. Okay.
You know, Dublin sounds like Dortmund though, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard to know, isn't it? It's hard to know. I'm up for whoever wins. What about you, Nobby?
I'll go Bayern.
No, you won't. You'll be watching Titanic on Channel 4 at 7.
Oh, no.
Dortmund.
Oh, your board will go on. Yeah, yeah.
Your board will go on. Right, we'll do some dish, but we promised a cuddle mug before seven. So, Crossy, can you line up somebody and in the middle of Dish of the Dirt, they'll make an appearance. Will we do that?
Stand by your phones.
You're
going to
be a celebrity.
Now it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
All right, now you have problems with age gaps, Nobby, I know. And one has come along. Susan Sarandon has split up with Tim Robbins. Which I'm upset by, because I thought they were a very happy couple.
They're married for a long time, weren't they?
Hollywood couples that didn't break up. Anyway, they've broken up, right? And Tim Robbins is very cool, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
I like Tim Robbins. Anyway, I'm sure it's something, you know, they just got bored with each other. I don't know what happened, but anyway.
That changed him.
She's now single. Or is she? Susan Sarandon is going out with Jonathan Bricklin.
Who's he?
The private couple of 3 years have no plans to marry, but they won't even sit with them and won't even say they're dating, but apparently they are actually. He's 36.
Look, she's having a bit of strange. She's been married for how many years?
36. She's 66.
That's a proper cougar now.
That's 30-year gap. No, that's not a cougar.
What's that? There's no word for it, so stop trying to invent, unless you want to invent something.
There is
else.
No word for that.
It's a cougar, because she's a granny. Cougar.
Anyway, so they're
going
out.
Madonna did the same, didn't she?
Madonna, she Madonna's not somebody that you'd take any stock in, you know? Like, she's nuts.
Mm.
Madonna does whatever she wants. You know, if Madonna drank a bottle of Fairy Liquid, you wouldn't be surprised. And performed Bubbles live on stage, that wouldn't be a surprise.
Because
she's Madonna.
It is strange, though. This happens a lot in Hollywood. Like, Danny DeVito and his missus recently. I think they've gotten back together, maybe, but... You know, they're together for a long time and then they break up, which is strange.
30-year gap. Now, if it was a fella the other way around, he'd be considered a dirty old man.
He's a poor vote.
Poor vote. But anyway, fair play to her, I say. I wonder, maybe Tim Robbins has a young girlfriend as well, so maybe they're sort of trying to outdo each other. Who knows? But let's go to the phones now. Who's there?
Amy.
Amy, do you think that's good crack, a 30-year gap?
It's all right. It's not that good.
You approve of it?
You haven't tried it yourself.
Sorry?
You wouldn't like that.
You haven't tried it yourself.
Not really, no.
You wouldn't like to go out with a man 30 years older than you, would you?
No.
By the way, because you're featuring on Dish the Dirt for your strawberry cuddle mug, you are now a celebrity, so can you tell us something, celeb-wise, about your life? Yeah.
Tell us what you're going to do tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I don't know. I think I might go into town. Or down to my mom, actually.
Will you
be
papped?
Sorry?
Will you be papped when you go into your ma's gaff?
Yeah, I'll be papped.
Very
yeah,
good.
I'll be following me down there on the train. Definitely.
You've heard it first now that Amy will be papped when she goes to her Maz gaff. Amy, you've got a strawberry alarm clock cuddle mug?
Yes!
Yay!
Have a great
Love
one.
You.
Thank you, bye.
Paper chat on the way.
Hi, I'm Ollie Mears, and I'm such a big fan of the FM 104's strawberry alarm clock. They're mates for life.
That's right, Ollie. Don't you forget that.
Very kind of you to say so, young Alistair.
Jim and Nobby, checking out the news.
FM 104.
The lotto's up for 10 million at the weekend. They're adding a bonus to it. A lot of people won some money yesterday, and one person won 25 grand, but it's going to be worth 10 million tomorrow night, okay?
10 mil.
So here's what you could buy with 10 million. 90 seconds of Super Bowl advertising.
It's a waste.
Tickets for you and 63 of your friends and family on a trip to space. 5 Bugatti Veyron supercars. Just under 9 hours of business magnate Donald Trump's time. 9 hours? 10 million?
10 million?
Wow,
we're talking to that flute with a wig.
He's a complete clown. Or 128 jetpacks. What would you do with 10 million? Come on.
Flute.
Whoa.
I would retire.
Would you retire, yeah?
At my young age.
You'd even give up the right venue gig?
Yeah.
Jeez, I never thought you'd give that up.
It's the other one. I wouldn't need the money. And I wouldn't be greedy with it. In other words, I wouldn't invest it in stupid things that may result in me losing the money, because I think 10 million is enough.
So wait a second. If you had 10 million, you wouldn't buy a stupidly, ridiculously expensive car.
Ah, that's different.
Dublin's FM 4, it's the strawberry alarm clock. That click you can hear is Crossy clicking into the street that he is about to wind up. He's in Tala this morning, and we're outside a tanning place. That's all we'll say at the moment.
Good morning, California.
Good morning, California. So this place does tans, it does nails, spray tans, sunbeds, all that kind of...
The type of stuff you'd expect your average man to be going in for.
So The target this morning is a girl who works there who's been set up by her friend who contacted us. Also, Crossy knows the guy who is her manager, just as a twist of fate. So we've got a double sting on here. Her manager and her best friend. And Crossy, how are you?
Good, just waiting here at the desk.
Crossy, now here's part one of what you have to do, okay? This just popped into my head. Every time you mention a part of your body, I want you to say it in a French accent. So
okay.
When you say bum, you don't say bum, you say bim. Or you say I'm a hid or my torso. So you talk normally except for the part of your body, but you have to say that in a French accent. Bim.
My Mickey.
So you need to say, no, don't say Mickey till near the end, but we want you to say, I don't want to get, no, you have to say normal, I don't want to get tan on my Mickey.
Mickey.
So practice saying Mickey in a French accent there first, Crossy.
Mickey.
So when she asks you what's it for, you're making a film, this is a love scene, and you need your bim to be very tanned.
Bim.
What's the name of the shop, Crossy?
Small canvas.
The Wild Tanning Company. Alright. I think it's very rock and roll. Hi, how are you?
It's red before.
Never before. I'm a bit nervous.
Okay. You seem a bit nervous.
Yeah, I'm a bit tense.
What are you doing? Are you going out?
I'm taking part in a movie.
Right. Undress yourself, right? Give your boxers on.
Okay.
We're going to the whole body, aren't we? Yeah?
Yeah, if that's okay.
Right. Leave your boxes on, but roll them up. Kind of in case it's sunny and you wear shorts.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Or else you don't have to. It's up to you.
Okay. You know, it's fine. Yeah.
Leave your boxes on. Anyway.
Would you like me to roll them up?
It would be easier if I took them off.
Would it be easier if I took them off?
If you want to take them off, you can, it's no problem.
Okay.
Stand on them.
All right, okay.
But then I'll be revealing my Mickey.
If you take them off, you've got no.
But then I'll be revealing my Mickey, though.
Yeah, I know. I don't mind. It doesn't bother me. But you have no marks.
Okay.
Is that you want no marks?
Yeah, no marks would be good, actually, yeah.
Right. Stand on them, then.
Okay, cool.
Once you've seen one, you've seen them all.
I'll come back in then.
I say once you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Yeah, and nobody will come in anyway.
Okay.
Bottom first.
But Tom first, if that's okay.
Yeah, no, I'll do the front first.
The front.
And then I'll try it.
Okay.
Now, Crossy, when she hits you with the spray, I want you to scream like a girl. As soon as she does it.
I see your hands like this.
Okay. My arm.
Scream like a girl.
It's like you're enjoying it.
Keep going, Crossy.
It burns.
Say, no, it's lovely, but keep doing that noise. Louder, Crossy. Scream!
Why do people do this every day?
Imagine you're getting into very cold water, Crossy.
Do you get many nervous people in here?
No, not really.
So you missed a bit, Tour.
You just missed a bit up here.
What?
You just missed a bit up here.
Hold on.
Ask her, does she think your buttum looks big in this?
Do you think my buttum looks big in this?
What about my Mickey?
Can you get my Mickey as well?
Hello?
Emma.
Hiya.
How are you?
How are things?
Who's there?
Did you have a strange guy just...
No, sorry.
Brown girl in the ring. Sha la 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 la.
Singing brown girl in the ring.
Sha la 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 la.
Emma, this is Jim and Nobby from the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
That weirdo is our Crossy.
Weirdo.
Yeah. He's not going to be in a. He's not going to be in a blue movie.
You were so professional.
Oh, God. I didn't advise anyway. What's going on?
One of your friends has got in contact with us and asked us to set you up. That you're always messing. And could we get you? And we got in touch with your manager there, and everybody.
You are involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dublin's FM 104. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Think about.
Nelly's just dreaming.
Have you heard that new ad for One Direction?
Have a listen to this, right? It's the very ad break is coming up in a few minutes, right?
But in the ad, it sounds like the whoever's doing it is saying the fattest boy band in the world.
They're not fat.
They're not fat at all.
One Direction?
One Direction. The world's fattest band are...
The world's fattest band.
That's what she said. That's just rude.
She definitely says fattest band.
Who's fat in the band?
There's nobody fat in that band.
We just like to distance
ourselves. The world's fattest band.
Dublin's FM 104. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock, 9:52 on a Friday morning. It's been a very busy day, very busy week. We had Mark Owen, you know, with the crossy thing in the street. But yesterday we spoke to Cian Healy, Proper Church, and he was telling us off
how much
air about...
He loves the Clampers.
The trouble he gets, they hound him. And we thought... You know, should we play that song?
They stop him from rolling in his Jeep.
The Clampers. Should we play a song for Cian and everybody else who's been hassled by the Clampers? Have a great weekend. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104.
On the streets, they're on a mission to give you a parking fine. They're all scumbags on commission if your car runs out of time. And sometimes I get nervous when I see a van arrive. I hate those guys, they've stupid hats. I hope they let me go. Are they human? Or are they Clampers? They have no girlfriends. They're sad and old. And I'm looking for the answer. Are they human or are they Clampers? Clampers! They're all tossers, tools and muppets. They're all worthless and no good. Jumped up Johnny power trippers. They'd clamp a wheelchair if they could. Or pregnant women with prams. They say they're just doing their job. Shut your face, shut your gob. You gotta let me go. Are you humans? Clampers, your little Hitlers, arrogant tits, and the rumor is you're all cheap romancers. Are you humans or are you Clampers? Will your sister be alright when you marry her tonight? Listen, pal, you can take that ticket. I'll tell you where you can stick it. Are you human? Or are you Clampers? You have no girlfriend. You're fat and old. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. You gotta let me go. Are you humans? Or are you Clampers? Your little Hitlers, arrogant tits, and the rumor is you're all sheep romancers. Are you human? Or are you Clampers? Human, or are you Clampers?
Good morning, Dublin.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock with Jim and Nobby.